Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. In Washington, D.C. yesterday, the U.S. Conference of Mayors joined with House Democrats, led by George Miller of Martinez, to announce a new jobs bill. The legislation promises, among other things, to provide local communities with $75 billion over 2 years to hire back laid-off workers, including police, firefighters, and teachers. Riverside Mayor Ron Loveridge is president of the National League of Cities. He helped write the legislation.
I find the public interest in the homes and the streets and city halls on jobs and economic recovery, and I think that is the call for both parties.
That said, so far there are no Republican co-sponsors on the bill. The U.S. Senate's passed $138 billion worth of legislation yesterday to extend stimulus-funded unemployment insurance, tax cuts, and health care through the end of the year, including $25 billion in new Medicaid funds for states. The bill included a rider as well for California farmers hit by water cutbacks, $150 million in disaster relief, inserted by Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein. State regulators were on the defensive yesterday in Sacramento, responding to a report that people illegally dropped by their health insurers are not, by and large, getting reinstated, even though the state hammered out settlements to do just that with five major insurance providers. Tara Seiler has the details.
A review ordered by state legislators says that just 300 of the 6,000 people whose policies were rescinded have taken advantage of the chance to restore their coverage. Even fewer tried to recoup their medical costs. The report criticized the settlement as overly complex for consumers. But at an assembly committee hearing yesterday, Timothy LaBasse of the Department of Managed Care defended the settlement. He said people may have chosen not to participate in the settlement for many reasons, including finding coverage through their employers.
The department's actions to halt illegal rescissions have been comprehensive, swift, and binding. Moreover, all of the Department of Managed Health Care's actions were designed to carefully balance the need to ensure that not only those consumers who were unfairly rescinded were protected, but that all consumers in the individual market would have access to affordable health care coverage.
LaBasse said the settlements have dramatically reduced the number of rescissions statewide. For the California Report, I'm Tara Seiler.
The chairman of that assembly committee is Hector De La Torre of Southgate. The Sacramento newspaper Capital Weekly notes he's a candidate for state insurance commissioner and that he's on his third pass at changing state law to require insurers prove a policyholder withheld information or lied to get insurance before dropping them from coverage. Governor Schwarzenegger has twice vetoed the bill, saying it would benefit trial lawyers more than consumers. Earlier this week, Long Beach became the latest city in the state to pass a game plan to regulate the growth and sale of medical marijuana. Despite continued political conflict over whether and how, the practice is gradually becoming normalized in California and beyond. A Sacramento area firm that supplies insurance for dispensaries in California now plans to offer this financial product nationwide. Kelly Weiss has more.
The Sarah Jane Shop is in Midtown Sacramento. There's urban-style art all over the walls, think graffiti, and a few closed doors in back.
This is the heart of our dispensary, where all of our business is done and all of our products are sold. We carry...
That's Sarah Jane Sinclair, the chief financial officer for the medical marijuana operation. In a tiny room, Sinclair points out the edibles, pot cookies, and fudge. Then there's the wide variety of pot displayed in a glass case. Most of it is in dried leaf form, stored in mason jars labeled purple kush and sticky, icky Mendo goo.
This is locally grown. It's called Mazar. One of our members produces this.
Sinclair says the store has been open for a couple years and has a business permit. She says she follows the state and local rules to sell this medicinal pot. In 1996, California voters approved a ballot measure to allow doctors to recommend the use of marijuana for cancer, AIDS, and other medical conditions. For Sinclair, getting through the red tape to open the dispensary wasn't too bad. But finding a company to insure her business?
The first person laughed and hung up. I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be interesting. And I must have made upwards of 50 phone calls.
But Sinclair persisted because she wanted coverage for her shop in case there was a fire, theft, or crop damage.
Just like any other business, I want to be able to provide insurance for my products, workers' comp for employees, sensible things, basically a peace of mind.
Finally, Sinclair found Michael Aberley with Statewide Insurance Services. She pays about $1,200 a year for her policy. Aberley says he saw an immediate opportunity with medical marijuana.
There's a big market for it, and these people really needed help. Very few companies do it, and the ones that do won't even advertise that they do. We do.
Aberley says Statewide Insurance Services doesn't just insure dispensaries. They have more than 300 policies around California to cover doctors, lawyers, growers, or really anyone in the cannabis industry. It also offers coverage in six other states. And now the company is ready to sell policies in any other state that legalizes medical marijuana. Aberley says, sure, providing insurance to a dispensary isn't the same as other small businesses.
Some of the highest risks within a dispensary, of course, is the theft, whether it be during or after business hours. That is one of their greatest risks, outside of seizure of the federal government.
He says President Obama has told the feds to back off on raiding above board dispensaries, but it's still a concern. He says the insurance does not cover government or local law enforcement seizures of medical marijuana or arrests. But Aberley does tailor the policies to include increased security and strict compliance with the law to help offset the business risks.
I think that California is in a place where we can run a business like this.
Richard Dorf is a professor at the Graduate School of Management at UC Davis. He says the stakes may be high, but it makes sense for insurers to get in on this burgeoning industry. Dorf says medical marijuana dispensaries aren't much different than a liquor store or gun shop.
And if it's well legalized and well regulated and it helps people, then we will have succeeded.
While insurers may try to cash in on this expanding industry, there are some roadblocks. Many cities around the state don't allow dispensaries, or they're restricting new ones from opening. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.
That's the California Report for Thursday, March 11th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro.
This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at chevroncalifornia.com. And the California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families. Online at www.calendow.org.